Hi everybody, it's Kristen Chenoweth here.
This is Steve Winwood. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Skitter Davis.
This is Gerard.
And this is Mikey.
We're from My Chemical Romance. Happy Holidays.
This is Jane Monheit. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas. Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I've noticed the creeps are back again. Actually noticed this weeks ago, but was trying to ignore them. The creeps I'm talking about have nothing to do with Halloween or with the podcast with that same name. It's actually in reference to what some complaining people like to say regarding any signs of Christmas that turn up before Thanksgiving or even before October. This is a topic I've talked about before, but since it now seems to include Halloween and all things fall related, I thought it was worth bringing it up again. Since you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you're a fan of Christmas and Christmas music, and you've run across your share of these particular creeps yourself. Once again, I'm coming across articles, blogs, and posts complaining about what some refer to as Christmas creep. This is supposed to mean that retailers are rushing the season, starting to put out Christmas items earlier and earlier every year. I think of it more as a Grinch creep. It's really about the people who like to complain about Christmas music, lights, presents, etc. And of course, some are just people who like to complain, period. Sadly, we all know the type. I remember working in the receiving department of a large box bookstore almost 30 years ago. In early August, customers would start asking about Christmas books. This was not about books to give as gifts, possibly to someone overseas, so it would take a long time to get there. This was about books that were about Christmas, decorating, cooking, on and on. This was not just one or two customers, but multiple customers asking daily when we would have our Christmas collections out. I'm sure similar things happen at other retail stores. And while some Grinches like to complain about stores rushing the season, the truth is they're simply trying to meet their customers' demand. Seriously, if no one bought this stuff in August or September, would stores continue to give it the shelf space? Despite these Grinches saying that Christmas is creeping into stores earlier and earlier every year, this is really nothing new. I remember when I was in college and even high school, one of our local drugstore chains always put out the first new batch of Bob's candy canes on September 25th. And that would have been back in the early 1980s. And it's not just retail. Remember the musical version of Scrooge? Albert Finney starred. It came out in 1970, a few days after Halloween. Oh, sure, at least that's November, right? Well, here are some things you can point out to any of those creeps that you come across when they start complaining about you rushing the season. Elvis Presley's first Christmas album was released on October 15th, and that was 1957. Some people at that time were upset that Elvis would dare perform these sacred songs in his rock and roll style. Irving Berlin himself tried to have the album banned from radio airplay, but no one complained that it was only October. That could be because Frank Sinatra released a Christmas album about a month earlier. And if you go back to the previous decade, you'll find that Gene Autry released Here Comes Santa Claus on October 6th, and that was 1947. So over 75 years ago, no one complained that Gene Autry was rushing the season when his Christmas single hit store shelves around the beginning of fall. Kind of seems silly to be annoyed at Walmart for promoting their new layaway deals or Target for having a couple rows of Christmas lights just past the aisles of Halloween costumes. They wouldn't do it if people weren't buying it. And for those creating Christmas-related things, the season starts even earlier. Mel Torme famously recorded the Christmas song in the heat of summer, decorating the studio with Christmas lights to help get into the spirit. In the summer of 2021, Rob Thomas was working on his first Christmas album, and he had a giant TV screen put in the studio so he could watch Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel to get into the spirit. And on previous episodes of this podcast, you can hear Suzanne from Suzanne's band, Michael Sinatra, and many other artists talk about all that goes into the creation of their Christmas releases and how early they have to start to have it ready in time. They aren't rushing the season, and neither is your local Michael's, just because they have Christmas decorations on their shelves before summer has officially ended. The Sounds of Christmas launches its new season on November 1st. I don't expect everyone to drop what they're doing and start listening. Likewise, everyone doesn't have to run to Macy's for new ornaments just because they've been put on display before Thanksgiving, or before Halloween, or before the first official day of fall. But if you want to, you can. We all celebrate or don't celebrate the season in different ways. And really, if someone wants to listen to Christmas music or watch Elf or put up a decoration, how does that affect you? It doesn't, unless it inspires you to do the same. But it has no actual impact at all on anyone else who doesn't want to acknowledge Christmas until December, if at all. Just before Labor Day, after Starbucks revealed and made available their pumpkin spice lattes and other fall items, some people seemed to really get upset. I saw more than one person post on Facebook that it wasn't even the first day of fall, so put down the pumpkin. If I want one of their pumpkin-flavored drinks, or one from somewhere else, why should that bother anybody? Likewise, if I want to pop into Spirit Halloween or visit a pumpkin patch, whether or not I'm trying to determine how sincere it is, why does that bother anybody? Some people just don't seem to be happy unless they're criticizing others for celebrating something outside of some approved timeline. Try not to let them get to you. The Sounds of Christmas station flips to all Halloween music on October 1 and then back to Christmas on November 1st. Now, the Sounds of Christmas station does have listeners on that first day of the new season of new Christmas music on the 1st of November. Hopefully, those listeners are enjoying their favorite Christmas songs along with new music from singers and bands they may or may not know. And while we haven't always been on year-round, we have always started our new season on the 1st of November. And like the bookstores and Bob's Candy Canes and even Frank Sinatra, I'm not trying to rush the season, and I'm certainly not trying to force anyone to listen. I just love Christmas, and I love sharing the Christmas music that I also love. And if you aren't ready for Christmas music the day after Halloween, that's okay. We'll be on ready for you whenever you are. In fact, whenever you need a little musical Christmas spirit, we're here for you. The point of all this is that no one is rushing anything. Christmas is ready for you to embrace it whenever you want, and it has been that way for a very long time. In A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens wrote, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year." Those last three words are all the year. Not just in December, not just after Thanksgiving, not just at any particular time someone else decides is appropriate for you. All the year. And those words were written in 1843. That's why in the middle of September, which is when I'm recording this, you can watch Scrooged on Pluto TV right now, or It's a Wonderful Life on Amazon Prime, or all three of Tim Allen's Santa Claus movies on Disney Plus. You don't have to watch any of those, of course. But if you want to, you can. No one's making you buy Christmas decorations or candy canes either. So whether it's December or September, if you feel like reveling in some Christmas spirit, you don't need anyone's permission and you aren't rushing anything. It isn't up to anyone else to determine when you are allowed to get into the Christmas spirit, no matter what the creeps say. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, where you can find us on almost every streaming site. So you can just click over to your favorite, subscribe, and then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.